We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show inside the Labatt Blue Studio. Bob Flounders, Ross Tucker, Andy Shea, we got to finish strong. Pitt, Penn State, Heinz Field, 8 o'clock Saturday night. We're going to talk about it. We're going to dissect it a little bit. We're going to give you our predictions and our picks for the game. I'm not sure we're going to go with bold predictions. I'm definitely should not go with that. Based on
shoot or shoot. Hey, Shea.
Last week, my bold prediction was DeAndre Tompkins has 150 or more total yards in the game because I knew he would be returning punts.
And I think he actually had a negative punt. He might have had negative for the game.
No, he had two good punt returns. One was really good, but he had another good one. Believe me, I was paying attention.
I don't think they targeted him once.
I don't recall him being targeted because I was watching because I knew it was my bold prediction. And I'm like, that's my guy. And I'm like, yeah, no. Hey, Penn State fans, whether you're going to Happy Valley for a football game or having a cookout at home, Shachi's Jumbo Brats belong on your grill. These awesome brats are made with the finest ingredients using an old-fashioned German recipe and supersized to meet the hungriest tailgaters' needs. Shachi's Jumbo Brats and football, it just doesn't get any better than that. And don't forget about their jalapeno relish. It's pretty good. It goes perfect with the brats. You can find them online. That's Shachi's Brats, S-C-H-A-T-Z-I Brats.com, or visit them at GoPSURV.com. Is there an S in Shachi's? S-C-H-A-T-Z-I-S Brats.com. Or find them as part of GoPSURV.com. Every home game you can get a sample at the GoPSURV.com tailgate on Friday night. All right, gentlemen, the line is now 9.5. It's been up and down. Penn State's a 9.5-point favorite. It was down to 7.5 earlier in the week. The over-under is 56.5. First question to you, Bob Flounders, is what is your one or two keys for Penn State in this game?
I want to see how they match up with this quarterback who can make plays with his legs.
Kenny Pickett.
Third career start. You could say, yeah, Albany doesn't count. He was 13 for 13 to start the game before they called the dogs off. He also did pretty well in his first career start against Miami last year.
He did.
Big kid. He can run. He can throw. I think it's going to be a little bit of a different offense that they saw from App State. I think Narduzzi likes to try and hold on to the ball. They ran for 300 yards on Penn State 2 years ago at Heinz Field. I think the running game will be prevalent. They're going to have to play much better defense and keep him in the pocket. I don't think they want him outside the pocket at all. The other thing I think to keep an eye on is how both defenses do in the red zone. Last year when Pitt played Penn State, Pitt kept the ball a long time, made a lot of yards between the 30s, but they couldn't finish in the red zone. They had to settle for short field goals. They only got one touchdown. Penn State's offense was pretty good in the red zone against App State. Pitt's defense against Penn State in the red zone. I think that those are my two keys.
Ross?
Yeah, I guess I'll go one on each side of the ball, and it would just be the receivers and the DBs playing a whole lot better than they did. And, you know, Pitt doesn't have as many name brand guys, I feel like, you know, as maybe years past where you had, oh, man, that guy who's right. Good, Quadri Henderson, and they had that, you know, they
Jordan
had
some, Whitehead.
Yeah, they had some like guys that you knew about more. Yeah. And they got some guys I know about.
They do.
From high school football, Damar Hamlin and the Matthews kid from Clarendon. But I'm kind of with Bob. I mean, they don't really get relief this week at quarterback. I think the Pickett kid's really good. I'm actually surprised they didn't play him ahead of DiNucci earlier last year. I mean, based on that Miami game, and even the game before Miami, he came in, I think, for DiNucci, and he looked really good as a freshman last year. So this is a big challenge for Penn State, a really big challenge.
Even before the App State game, all throughout the summer, Bob, when we've been talking about Penn State's schedule and talking about games, you've been sending out little white warning flags saying, I think this Pitt game is going to be harder than you think. This is before they played App State. Now you have to think, is this a 50-50 game or a toss-up still? I'm just wondering if you've been warning about this game for months, that this is going to be harder than you think. Do you
I think if both teams play their best game, I think Penn State's a little bit better. I think the fact that the game is on the road obviously favors Pitt. I think the fact that Narduzzi and his staff are probably like just crazy psychos right now getting this team ready to play, I think all that plays into it. And Franklin can say, well, this is our Super Bowl, but last week's our Super Bowl and next week's our Super Bowl. I think Pitt might want this game a little bit more. I really do. I think that this game means more to them. I know that Penn State fans might disagree with that. But I do think that if both teams play their best game, I think Penn State's a little bit better there. When that line came out at 13 or 14, I didn't think there was any chance it would stay up there. I still think 9.5 is an awful lot of points. And I do think this will be a game that one of these quarterbacks is probably going to win in the fourth quarter.
And I would also just add, I understand what Franklin's doing. And you want each guy, each week, that game's the most important game and
right.
whatever. But the kids aren't stupid. You know what I mean? Like,
kids aren't
Albany's
stupid.
Not the same as Penn State for Pitt, the Pitt right. kids. And I guess I kind of like that Narduzzi. I mean, just because a game is a big game doesn't mean your preparation has to be any different.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
right.
you could say, hey, it's the most important game because it's the game this week against Albany. But the Penn State game is a different animal. I mean, that's a really, really important game for Pitt, their alumni, and for recruiting, especially the state of Pennsylvania.
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Bob Flounders, Ross Tucker, Andy Shea. We're talking about the Pitt-Penn State game, giving you a bit of a preview and talking about, we're going to give you our predictions and what we think the scores are going to be later. The one thing I want to add, Pitt likes its defense, as they should. They played well last week. I went back and watched the Pitt game. I saw some things. I'm like, you know what? They're pretty good on defense. But no one slowed Penn State down. When's the last time a defense stood up and stopped Penn State? In other words, when did Penn State not kind of beat itself? The Michigan State game.
Ohio State, fourth quarter.
I'm talking, yeah, fourth quarter Ohio State. A little, you know.
They couldn't block him at all.
They couldn't move him at all. I'm just saying, when over the course of a game has his offense not got its points?
Though. You have a new offensive coordinator. You want to see what he's going to do with adjustments against maybe a team that has as many athletes as he does. I wasn't wild about, I mean, like we've talked about it. I wasn't wild about Juwan Johnson or DeAndre Tompkins. They needed KJ Hamler.
Redshirt freshman.
I mean, this game was about done. Until right. that last drive. I mean, they really should have been beat, if you want to be honest.
That kid doesn't go – the running back just stops between the three.
Between the kick return that should have never been, he should have never came out of the end zone when he stopped. That should have been – I mean, and he got
– That was
– He got 50 yards on that.
Amazing.
And, if the App State kid knew just to fall down after he got the first down, if you just do the math, it was going to be really tough. But having said all that, Penn State made the plays. I just think that this is a different deal. No Barkley. They don't know what they can do without Gesicki. I mean, the tight ends at some point are going to have to make a play this year. But I just don't know that I would say it is the same Penn State offense we're talking about in terms Correct. Of trying to slow them down. I think they're going to have to be a little bit more deliberate until some things open up in the passing game.
Do you guys think that – just a curious question. Do you think that Satterfield should have told his guys – if we get the first, if you break through for a first down, take a knee, don't score.
Because
on the one hand.
The Westbrook move from 2007.
Yeah, on the one hand, that is mathematically, like the analytics guys would say, that's the right decision.
Right.
On the flip side, you're still leaving it in the hand of a field goal, number one.
Right.
And number two, you know, you're kind of giving your kids a little bit of a different mindset there. I feel like in the pros, they would like totally get that, but in college, I don't know. It's a
here's the flip side to that, Ross. Do you think that Penn State's defensive coaches told their defense to let that kid score?
It didn't look like that to me.
I mean, I didn't see them offer up a lot of resistance on that play.
Interesting. I'd have to go back and look at it. I wasn't even thinking that.
I mean, once he ran through that one tackle, it looked like he just waltzed into the end zone.
Yeah, I saw on the slow-mo on TV. I'm not saying they were told to pull up, but on the slow-mo, I saw a lot of run-bys.
They might have been tired. I don't know. But
they might have been tired, but I saw more.
There's two ways to look at that.
I saw really more run bys, but to answer your question, Ross, if you're Satterfield and you're App State in Beaver Stadium, how can you?
I don't think so.
Tell your guys to change that mindset, but analytically, it makes sense. But football wise, you just saying, let's go win. They played this way the whole game. Let's go win the game.
Yeah.
Let's go play. That's the question. If Penn State gets if Penn State and Pat Narduzzi get Penn State in a pickle, and get this game to the fourth quarter, like we probably think it's going to. Is he going to pull those triggers and say, go win the game, go win the game, go win the game, not try and win the game? I thought Satterfield just kept saying, we're not afraid to lose this game. We are not afraid to lose this game. We are going to try and win this game. We're not afraid to lose it.
56-yard, tried a 56-yard field goal.
Yeah, he just was not afraid to lose that
interesting
game.
Interesting decision.
They were aggressive in a lot of different ways.
And that's the one thing, and you're saying Pitt's Super Bowl for this game. To me, a big thing is this game. Does Penn State know that they're a younger team? They have a lot of young guys on defense. They're quarterback savvy. But do they know that the best shot you're going to get is coming right at you, and it's going to be right in your face? Are you ready for that? They weren't ready for a fourth quarter where App State was going to gave them their best shot. They weren't ready for it. Guess what? It's coming again.
Having seen Pitt play the last 2 years, I think Penn State knows exactly what's coming. I really do. I think this quarterback's better than any quarterback that they've played against, including Nathan Peterman, who, by the way, is now starting for the Bills.
Bills.
But I think Penn State is – I think they know what's coming. They just have to execute and try and stop it.
We got a couple minutes left, and we're going to get to picks and predictions. The one area Penn State has to be better at overtly, otherwise they could be in trouble this week.
Wide receivers catching the ball and blocking.
Wide receivers catching the ball and blocking.
Yeah, I'll go wide receivers. I could have gone secondary, but I'm going to go wide receivers.
I'm going to go special teams.
Special teams.
I think that if they lose special teams, they're going to lose this game.
That's a good point, Bob. It feels like Pitt could block a punt or do something like that, you know?
All right, let's go predictions. Let's go. You first, Bob. And a bold prediction if you'd like.
I think this is going to be a wicked game. I think you're going to see some bodies flying around, and I really think that this is going to be a four-quarter game, absolutely. Now, I know we did not distinguish ourselves last week with our predictions or our analysis, but I think we're going to bounce back this week. I think it's going to be Penn State 30-24, and I think the game's going to be hanging in the balance. I think that Pitt quarterback's legit. And I think that they are going to have to work for this game. I think they're better off for going through the App State experience. I expect a lot better effort, but I think Pitt's good. 30-24.
I was going to say something very similar. I'll say 31-27. Penn State wins. And I think that Juwan Johnson has a huge game. I think Pitt's going to be a little concerned now about Hamler. And I think Juwan Johnson is going to bounce back because I think they're going to get on his you-know-what this week.
We didn't talk, Bob. I picked the exact same score, 30-24. I wrote down the exact same score, 30-24, and I'm going to be
– You doubling down on Tompkins? 150?
I'm double down. No, I'm not doubling down. All right, thank you, Ross. Thank you, Bob. That'll do it for the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. Have a good weekend and enjoy the game.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
It was so nice GoPSURV.com had to do it twice. Our guy Mark once again doing half price RV sales for Penn State, Kent State. So if you've been looking for a chance to check out what GoPSURV.com has to offer, you get a second chance that weekend. You can come see what they have to offer, including the Friday night before the game. You can check out 409 Tailgate Club Barbecue, Tailgate Wine, Labatt Blue Beer, and Shotzi's Brats. GoPSURV.com lot has so many other features as well. You can check them all out at GoPSURV.com.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.